Hi, Mayor Carley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show, and one of the events that I look forward to every year is the TA Petro Citizen Driver Awards, and it's such a great program. You have these veteran drivers that have been out and such really great representatives of the trucking industry. It is just an honor, first of all, to be a judge and be involved in this. And I'll tell you, that is a task, reading through the dossiers each year when I get them from TA Petro, all of those that are, you know, down to the semifinalists and going through those dossiers. It's just amazing stories. And we're going to share those stories with you right now and present to you the 2017 TA Petro Citizen Drivers. And we're going to share their locations, and we'll start with Marty Ellis. Marty, welcome, sir, and congratulations. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
It's good to see you. Tell us about your involvement in trucking. How long have you been driving?
Well, basically driving over the road for 24 years.
24 years. Yeah. And
maybe 23.
And you are with, who do you drive for?
I drive for ANA Express.
All right.
It's a part of Roadrunner Transportation.
Okay. And where did you hear about the Citizen Driver Awards?
Well, I've heard about it on the radio, and I didn't think a whole lot about it. I thought of, you know, some really great drivers like these folks here, and that's about as far as I got.
Yeah. Tell us about your life off the road. Is there anything, what do you want to share with us?
Well, I do a lot of work with the Special Olympics convoy up in South Dakota. We have two now. We've built that up from really small to getting larger and larger every year. I like to do the truck driving championships. We do that every year, and if you can't compete, then you go and volunteer.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great program for helping drivers get better and
sure.
Know more about the industry, and I think it really does our image good.
Yeah. Something I think that first of all, my daughter, Elizabeth, is an Olympian. She's an athlete in the Special Olympics. And just yesterday, I have to remember what day it is. Today's Friday. Yesterday was track and field with our school district. She has moved on as an older student now and is a volunteer. She is competing on different levels, but not through the school district any longer. So there in Texas, I can tell you it's always great to be a part of it. And it's always about the time of Mid-America that we have our Special Olympics track and field event and okay. the work that goes into it, all the volunteers and everything. And, of course, those who reach out, like yourself, that have helped the organization, I know firsthand, is greatly appreciated. That support is absolutely necessary. And I know that all of those athletes would give you a big hug right now. I know Elizabeth would, and I'm sure all of her fellow athletes would do just that. So,
well, for me, it's truly, and I've said it before, a labor of love because you're out there and you're meeting the athletes and they have such big hearts.
Yeah.
And, if I was an employer, I'd hire as many Special Olympic athletes as possible because of their attitude.
Yes. The determination, the great attitude that is a common thread with all of them. It's inspiring. I have just witnessing it and being there in support as a parent and volunteer myself. It's been inspiring, and it's been a great educational process because I realize there's so much work that I have to do on having that positive can-do attitude, and I've learned that from so many involved with that organization and so many of those athletes. Tell us about your location.
Well, it's going to be the TA there in Rogers, Minnesota, just outside of the cities there in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Great little spot. We go in to unload just a couple blocks away pretty often. And
right.
So that's kind of why, between that and it being closer to where the company's based out of.
Right.
So I can grab as many friends and colleagues as possible. We actually already have the bus chartered, so we're going to take about 40 people from the that area and bring them up there and
that's
just
great.
Celebrate and have a good day.
And it is, you know, going to be a celebration. What's it mean to you personally to be a citizen driver, have your name there at that location?
Well, it's amazing. This whole thing is kind of, I mean, like I said, I'm scratching my head, you know, like we were talking earlier, Dick. You look and say, okay, I understand why Idella or, you know, several people are getting the award, but that's not me. I mean, that's like I said, I'm just an average everyday truck driver and just trying to get along. But, yes, I think it's amazing what TA Petro does. I think that it's needed in this industry. There's not very many companies out there that are willing to basically show what the drivers are really all about.
Yeah.
Most of the press we get is negative.
Right.
And this right here is a huge image boost for our industry.
Just amazing. It really is. And by the way, you're absolutely right. For TA and Petro to reach out, and they've done this over the last several years especially, very tuned in to the drivers, their customers, really had what I consider to be the top open door policy, you know, by a company that I've seen. And I mean the exchange of ideas, suggestions, and feedback from their customers really is one of those open door policies that I think has brought about some really great things that they've implemented and constantly, you know, strive to put in place for those drivers. So they've done a great job. And this program is just, it is so great, I think, because it does recognize drivers like yourself, Marty. And yes, you are absolutely worthy. And having your name there at that location and having it named after you, this is a way to say, you know, that it's those drivers that have been great stewards of the industry. This is a way to honor you for your work on and off the road. So congratulations, Marty, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
We greatly appreciate it. And up next is Idella Hansen. Idella, you and I have met before, but for those who don't know you, first of all, congratulations and welcome. How long have you been driving truck?
Since 1968.
Wow, 1968. So there's only been like two or three changes since then in the trucking industry.
Just a few.
Not a lot to keep up with. That's really awesome. And who are you driving with now?
I drive for IBI Secured Transport out of Ewing, New Jersey.
Yeah. And, you know, this is really great to see, again, the dossiers and go through those dossiers. Share what might be in that dossier. For those who don't know, aside from your driving experience, tell us a little more about yourself.
I believe in giving back, and I believe what I give comes back to me tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want a lot, I got to give a lot.
Sure, yeah.
And my primary goal is to help those, I don't want to say young people, but newer drivers coming into the business. I like to mentor. I like to help them with everyday programs and so that we can retain them.
Right.
And give them a good sense of what good service is for, about.
Sure. If you're going to share an idea, let's just say on the overall safety aspect of driving with a young driver, you know, someone who is a greenhorn, a newbie behind the wheel, what would be that number one thing that you would tell them to help keep them safe on the road?
Watch your mirrors. Check your mirrors often.
Yeah.
And check your gauges often.
Yeah.
If you're looking at a safety, watch your mirrors and check your mirrors often.
Yeah.
That's something that's been in my training the last 3 years, and I've had to learn some new stuff myself.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because as a four-wheeler a driver, I still am having to remind myself, I think, you know, move your head more, look over your shoulder. You know, do whatever you can within the vehicle that you're in to gain as much perspective around, you know, the vehicles that are around you. Being living in a big city, you know, you learn that very quickly because it moves so quickly. And I can't imagine having and it's a good thing that I'm not but behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler probably, but I can't imagine what that is like. You know, that's one of those perspectives that you only get from being out there on the road, according to what drivers tell me. So, you know, sharing that information with those younger people is always going to be crucial, you know, to keep them safe. Hobbies. What do you like to do when you're not driving?
I quilt.
Yeah.
My daughter and I quilt.
Wow.
We make quilts for charity and donating and She quilts, I hand-stitch the bindings. I say yeah. A quilt. She's the quilter.
Yeah, wow, that's great, and doing it for great causes.
We hope so.
Yeah, sure, sure. And your location, tell us about it.
North Little Rock.
North Little Rock.
North Little Rock. It was a place that I used to stop in every day when I had my contract freight.
Yeah.
And it's close to home.
Yeah. Wow.
It's close to home.
That's great.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, there's you could probably take the family over there, have a meal.
I have. I have.
Yeah, this is great. Now, is this a TA or a Petro?
It's a Petro.
It's a Petro.
It's a Petro.
So you can head over to the Iron Skillet.
Absolutely.
Sit down. You
yes,
know,
sir.
And
yes, sir.
I'm a big fan of, well, the menu. And it's just great. And what does it mean to you to be chosen as a citizen driver?
I'm not done yet, but if I were getting ready to retire, which I'm drawing my Social Security, but if I were getting ready to retire, I would say that this is the Academy Award of truck driving.
Yeah, I would agree.
What else can I do?
Yeah.
There's nothing else. What an honor and what a legacy to hand to my grandson who just graduated CDL school yesterday.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's got some big shoes to fill.
That is awesome. He does. But you know, I've always said some of the greatest drivers out there that you will talk to, including my brother-in-law, George, who started at a very young age, were taught by people who love them. They learned a lot of the basics, especially when it comes to the safety items, by people who had, of course, their best interests at heart and loved them. And that produces, I think, the next generation. So when I hear of that next generation coming along in a family, to me, that's just great because I have so much confidence that young person, has learned from somebody who is successful and has learned those important items, those core items that will keep them safe and make them successful down the road. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A sense of being a person of your word.
Yeah, right.
Service.
Yeah.
Being polite.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, I have in about 20 minutes. I'll have all your answers for you.
Yeah, you know, and that's. But I mean, you just hit it. I mean, this is when you look at the dossiers over the years that I've been judging the TAA Petro Citizen Drivers Awards. Those dossiers have that common thread: people who want to get back, who are kind-natured individuals, who are honest individuals, and are deserving. And Idella, you're right there at the top.
Well, thank you. I can't imagine doing anything else. I don't want to do anything else.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I'm glad we have you out there on the highways. And thank you for being here today.